Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No, I don't really remember any of it. I don't remember. Is this the music they use for it?
Yeah.
Hello. Oh, this is nice. Well, that's half term done. Ba 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 beep ba. There. Well, it's lovely to be back making a sort of traditional podcast, although I don't really remember how to do it, so I'm going to give myself a day to sort of bed in. But I've got a new treat for you from my dad. Yes, nepotism pretty much rules on this show. Not enough just to give you my cousin. You're getting my dad today with a project that has been, well, some would say 2,000 years in the making. Certainly felt like that trying to deal with Amazon publishing systems. Anyway, I didn't have to do any of that. This goes back to my conversation last week about helping your parents with computery things. My mother hotly objected to what I'd said. I know she's listening now. Hello, mother. I accept your hot indignation. You know, we're just going to have to deal with it. I don't think I said... I thought I was confessing to being a terrible person. But I understand. We all have our hot indignation from... It's like a one-way conversation with my mother. What a wonderful thing for everyone concerned. Anyway, hello. I'm going to plow through some of your emails before I get onto my dad's thing, which is really great, and I'm very excited to share with you. Hedy is one of a series of emails. Dear Jake, when I woke up, I discovered that someone had installed an innocuous workstation in my bedroom. What is... What? When what I really wanted was for the council to look at the drains. Should I complain, Hedy? Well, no. I mean, if it's innocuous... That's brilliant, isn't it? Hedy. Dear Jake, when I woke up, someone had delivered an interval differentiator to my bedroom. Really pleased. Going to use it later. By the way, wouldn't it be better if in a boxing match the people hit each other with banjos? It would be funnier, and there would be two less banjos in the world, thereby reducing societal angst. Hey, steady, banjist! I will not tolerate banjism here. Bange Lives Matter. It's Hedy here. Dear Jake, when I awoke, I was annoyed to find that someone had installed a direct instigator in my bedroom. By the way, do you think we should try to stop them? I have a lot of palladium, if that will help. Sure, why not? I think that's pretty... Oh, no, one more. Hedy, dear Jake, in terms of calculus mathematics, are you an integration or differentiation kind of a guy? I still love the memory of my family sitting around the Christmas tree laughing and working out partial differential equations. Love, Hedy. Fond memories for you, I'm sure. I don't have anything to say about that. Take that one up with David Ault. There's nothing to do with me. Pat, hey everyone. Since exploring Mars is in the news, here's an interesting fact about the red planet. During the late 19th and early 20th centuries, it was believed that there were canals on Mars. Yes, I remember that. They were first described by the Italian astronomer Giovanni Schiaparelli. Or is it Schiaparelli? I don't know. Later, Percival, a US astronomer, also was a fan of the notion. Of course, this was a mistaken belief. There are no such canals. Proof of this existed even then. There are no shopping trolleys on Mars. Yes. And no one has ever seen a canal without shopping trolleys in it. I'm glad I didn't preempt that joke and trust you to deliver exactly the correct punchline. That is That was just perfect. That was like being served a meal in a restaurant that absolutely met every expectation. That was perfect. Thank you for that. I really enjoyed that. What? Oh yeah, there's a thing I wanted to do. I haven't had time. There's another thing. I didn't have time. I'm not going to worry about it. Natasha says, long email alert. It's not that long, Natasha. I've had much longer than this. It's Jake. No, it's not today at swanburst.com, by the way, if you'd like to get time. So rusty. So rusty. Week off and look at it. I'm finally a patron after listening to your podcast over the last few months. Thank you and sorry it's taken so long. Listen, it's like veganism. I'm just delighted you're here now. That's all I care about. So thank you. Anyway, Natasha says, bear with me on this, but I was listening to Radcliffe and McConey on Valentine's Day. Oh. And they were playing a whole show of Sunday Glove songs, and somewhere between Stoke and Nottingham, I'm a community nurse who does a lot of driving. I don't feel like you should be on being a patron if you're a community nurse. Like, I need to find out some way of, you know, that should be on the house, Natasha. I'm not comfortable with that. I'm going to have a conversation about this. Anyway, the song Million Love Songs got stuck in my head. Is that the Barry Garlow? A million love songs later, I'll be singing at the top of my register. Anyway, this maybe combined the two, and I went somewhere down a COVID/environmental path and came out with A Million Gloves and Masks Later. Here I am trying to tell you, but that's as far as I've gotten. Can this be built upon? Or is it toot? I'm not a fan of Take That, so it's annoying that the song has been whirring around in my head for a week. It doesn't help that I'm reminded of the damn song whilst working. Obviously, I'm forever using this stuff, and probably have used in the region of 1 million pieces of PPE, just me alone, our poor planet. Yes, our poor planet. But, you know, it'll be fine. We'll just be fossils soon. Sorry, I'm just kind of using you to offload the songs out of my head now. Yes, it is. Anyway, ta-ra, Natasha. Well, you know what? I want to talk about this a little bit because I've realised if someone says to me, sing us a song, the song that generally comes straight to me is Chicago, Chicago, and that's all I know of that song. And then if I try and think of another song, it will be another song that I don't actually know. And if songs creep in that I do know, they'll be the worst songs that I don't like. And I know, look, you know, 10 years ago, a bit more, I was working on Sean Keaveney's breakfast show, and I did the jingle for Earworms, for his Earworm jingle. It's an earworm. That was me. And so I don't want to kind of do that. And to be honest, I don't even really remember what that was. It was just sort of tunes that were stuck in your head that you couldn't get out. But I am interested in this. Like, what is the worst song that your head keeps revisiting? Like, what is the absolute worst song? So not necessarily the most persistent, but what's the one that keeps going in there? I'd love to know. It's not today at swanburst.com. And we'll try and think of an appropriate title for it that's not actionable by Sean. I don't think you'd do that. P.S. Natasha says, 5 years ago, my brother and I came to see you at the Edinburgh Fringe. Oh, wow. And I remember you told a joke where you put your hand out to offer cake. I was in the front row and you offered me this cake, to which my brother nudged me and said, take the cake. I then went to grab the cake and you murmured, not yet. I was clearly so starstruck that I can't remember the premise of the joke. Ho-hum. That makes two of us, Natasha! I do remember that!
Do you want a bit of cake? Do you like some cake?
I was doing my old man character. I don't remember.
So I've drawn a bit of cake. It's got cherries in it. Is it cherry cake, Self? It's cherry cake.
God, I can't remember. I'm thinking I might dig out some bits of stand-up. Speaking of which, this all lends itself very nicely to one of the... It's just glorious self-promotion, really, today. And nepotism. So I feel like I've put myself in the top 3% of UK comedians in as much as my website works. For the first time in years, very few comedians, I think, can lay claim to that. Yeah, do you remember I had that one good 6 months, and I thought I'll get a website, and I got someone else to do it, and now I can't afford to pay them anymore, and I don't know how to get into it. Yeah, well, I figured it out. It's really basic. It's so basic. It's literally two pages right now. But one of the pages, it's jakeyapp.co.uk, by the way. One of the pages is just a massive link depository of like. So much stuff that I've done. Not, it's not exhaustive, not yet, but it's got like links to all the podcasts I'm doing, but also all the guest appearances I've done on other people's podcasts that I probably put out on a tweet once and then forgot all about, and probably didn't even do that to the annoyance of whoever's podcast it was. But there's guest appearances on My Mate Bought a Toaster and Chick Peeps and Podcasts from the Past and Debated and Tyrannous Kills and Desert Island Dicks and Reasons to be Cheerful and The Box of Delights and Strong Body Green Planet and The One Show Show and Psy Comedy and the Beef and Dairy Network. If you're thinking, well, I can't be bothered to trawl through all the, I don't know, or and you know, you're looking for something to do, there's loads of stuff there, but there's also music and songs, and there's like radio stuff I've done and links to A Book at Bath Time with John Holmes and other four extra stuff that's like really obscure that you should go and listen to because it's really great, including me and John Holmes's Comedy Club Review of the Decade, which was really fun. There's links to The Hurting, there's links to millions of things in X minutes that I've done, like the things I've been asked, could you do this in 2 minutes? I've done Proust, Radio 4 Extra, Star Wars, War and Peace, Foreign Correspondents, Every Christmas Song, Brexit Cast, or the whole of BBC Network Radio in 10 minutes, and Doctor Who Series 9, randomly enough. So it's all there. If you go to jakeyap.co.uk, there's a link at the top, or it's jakeyap.co.uk/links. And on there, what I ought to do, and I will do, so help me, is put a link to my dad's book. I say that like he's done one book. He's done like 50 books in his life. But he's, you know, he's a journeyman writer. He's written many, many books. And a lot of them have just been for money, which is not to denigrate them. I'm just saying that they're not necessarily the books he necessarily desperately wanted to write. I don't think he was dying to write, for example, a biography of Marilyn Monroe, which I think he did. I don't think he was desperate to do that. But, you know, it was money, wasn't it? But one of the ones that is much closer to his heart is this, and it's finally out after, I mean, literally decades of actually getting around to self-publishing, but then I think like a maybe a year of attempting to get it available on Amazon. It is a hard process, I will give you that. But it's there, and you can buy a physical copy, and you should, because it's a perfect toilet book. And it's the Bible cookbook, so it's just a series of recipes inspired by the Bible. So what sort of things have we got? Forbidden fruit, that's a nice one. Stuffed fig leaves, pillar of salt, devils on horseback, molten calf, Moses in a basket, that sort of thing. Really funny, like it's really, really good, and well worth checking out. And I'm delighted that don't ask me how I managed to get a coup, an exclusive like this, but I've got him reading some of the recipes out for you. And all this week I'm going to treat you to a recipe a day from The Bible Cookbook by Nick Yap. So here it is.
The Bible Cookbook.
Spare rib. This dish always makes a great centerpiece for any cosy dinner à deux. Ideally, it should be followed by forbidden fruit. See recipe number 3. A word of warning, some of our readers may find preparation of this dish tricky and painful to watch. Ingredients: 1 Adam, fig leaves, courage, a generous portion. Method: 1. Take Adam and holding firmly down, pluck out rib. 2. Shape rib until it is fair and comely and arouses strong feelings in the loins. 3. Arrange spare rib on bed of fig leaves and lie down beside. 4. Masticate furtively. Reference, Genesis 2:22.
Nick Yap. Taken from the Bible Cookbook. Available now in ebook form and on the Amazon if you want to buy an actual physical copy to hold in your actual physical hand. With illustrations by Maureen Sinclair, my auntie. Enjoy it. It's a great little book. I think it's one of his finest works. Well done, Dad. They're all good. There are others. We'll talk about other ones another time. Anyway, so that's that. I was going to sort of try and catch you up with other things I've been doing. It's been a really, really manic time. If you haven't yet, I would really love it. It would mean so much if you would see if you can find, and I know it's hard at the moment, we're working on that, but the Vegan Life Magazine podcast. That's the Vegan Life Magazine podcast. We are launching the first episode on Friday, but you can already hear the little trailer thing. It's really good. It's not just for vegans. It's basically talking about food and with some amazing chefs. And if you want some great ideas, if you're sort of vegan curious, or, you know, that annoying niece or nephew's coming round and they've gone vegan and you don't know what to do, it's great for that. But it's just people enthusing about food. If you enjoy food, it's kind of a bit like a veganized version of Kitchen Cabinet. And I'm that guy in the middle. It's a lot of fun. I've recorded several episodes and just they're really lovely, fun, happy listens. There's no hectoring business about veganism. There's none of that. There's no shaming. It's just fun troughing. So, and it would be brilliant if you could kind of help it grow a bit, because we really need to get it out there and up there and over there. And I can't think of any more. I don't even know what kind of a word that is. I'll have to ask my 7-year-old son. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with another recipe from the Bible cookbook and more actual stuff. I'd love to talk about Keir Starmer and Matt Hancock. Would I? Or would it just make all of us cross? I don't know. Have a good day. Lots of love. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.